So, today's subject, Lashon Hara. But, what? So what we want to discuss today is, when is Lashon Hara Mutter? And of course that's a very serious question, because everybody understands that Lashon Hara is always considered to be a davar chomer v'yoseh. And it's spoken of as such. Kiyadua, today's days, this no longer is the huge chiddush that it once was. Thanks to the Chafetz Chaim, who wrote extensively on the subject, the Derech Halacha and his Sefer Chafetz Chaim, the Derech Musa v'Ashkofa and his Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. And today, Baruch Hashem, there's a tremendous amount spoken and written about this subject. And it's something that's taken very seriously. So we know that the default with this is that it's very serious. The question becomes, when is it mutter? Is it mutter? And what do we do in specific cases? For example, let's say somebody is asked about somebody else for a shidduch, for any kind of relationship or business relationship, for some kind of service that they're looking for a job that they're looking for. Like, you don't need a direction, right? They're looking for a job, they're asking information about this prospective boss, employer. They're looking to hire somebody, they're asking information about a prospective employee. Or, of course, maybe it's more negeah to somebody in yeshiva or in kailu, but can we negeah to anybody? We're a chavrusa. You want to know if he's a woman of a certain chavrusa or not. So of course, one of the mistakes that people used to make in the old days about this, and I think today this is something that people have come to understand much more clearly, is that knowing that something is absolute truth is not a heter per se. In and of itself, just the fact that you know that something is factually true is not the reason why you can therefore tell it. Again, in the old days, this was considered a tremendous chiddush. People were under the impression that Lashon Hara is something which is defined as something that is not true. Today, I think most people are aware that Lashon Hara, even if it is true, it is Lashon Hara. The Rambam, Hilchas Deis, Parak Zayin Halacha Beis, also Hilchas Lashon Hara, he describes what Rechilus is, and then he says, Eizehu Rochel. What's a Rochel? Kach v'kach, Omar Pliny. So-and-so said such and such. Kach v'kach, Shomati al Pliny. So I heard this, that, and the other about Pliny. Af al pisha hu emes. Although it is true, Harizem machriv etzo oilu. And he's a machri v'esa oilam, destroying the world. Now he's actually talking over here about playing gossip. He's talking about gossip. He doesn't say necessarily that it was something, the worst thing you said about something. It's just people who are busy, you know, peddling information, gossiping all over the place. It's not even as bad as what we understand as the real Lashon Hara and Rechilus. So still he says, Ava pishu emes, and he's a machri v'esa oilam. Yesh oven golden mizeh admoi. It is even much worse aveir than that. Well, bechlau avzev hu lashon hara. Lashon hara is even worse. Vehu amesaper begnus aveir. This is somebody who's speaking slander on somebody. He says negative stuff about somebody, and again he repeats afal pisha omar emes. Although it's true. So Rama makes it very clear that the truthfulness, the veracity of a specific report is not going to make it any better. That's not the heter. So it's not shot that the problem of Lashon Hara is that you lied. That's something else, as the Chofetz Chaim stresses. Lying has its own name. That's called Moitzi Shem Ra. Moitzi Shem Ra means you're putting out a bad name on somebody for no reason. It's not true. So that's definitely worse. But that's not the case that this should be the reason why Lashon Hara is also, because that's not the reason. And what the Rambam is very sharp about, we may have noticed, is that even when you're saying the truth about somebody, he uses very sharp language, and again, the Rambam is a halacha sefer, who doesn't tend to throw in scary exaggerations. And he says, machriv ha'olam, he's destroying the world. Okay, whatever is inside the Rambam, again, is this halacha sefer? He's writing about halacha. It's called machriv ha'olam. Not easy to understand, actually. The Rambam. I mean, except what he says, whether you understand it or not. But what we do know is what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said. He said, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, I'm ready to kizach. He said, to say about a chazm, as I can't learn him, to say about a chazm, he doesn't know how to learn well, that's lashon hara. But to say that the chazm doesn't know how to sing, that's ritzicha. Not the same thing. He said the same thing about a rov also. So to say about a rov that he doesn't know how to sing, that's lashon hara. But to say he doesn't know how to learn, that's ritzicha. In other words, when you touch on certain things which are fundamental to people's lives, you could basically be, you know, finishing somebody off. And when one speaks about somebody's career or panos or whatever it is, it's machriv es ha'olam, at the very least, it's machriv his olam. Yeah? His world has now been destroyed. You want to know if the whole world now ceases to exist? No chashayla. But his world can cease to exist. Just because of exchanges of true information.
Can I interrupt? Essentially, what is the difference between
Bechilas
and Lashon Hara?
Yeah, okay, so let's touch briefly on that, because Taka, an important point, which I wasn't time to speak about, but Taka, very excited thing. Lashon Hara is to say something detrimental about somebody. Yeah? He's a loud mouth, he's a blabber mouth, he can't be trusted. Right? He's a bad guy, he doesn't know what he's doing, he's stupid, anything else like that. Rechilas is a report from one person to the other, where you say, you know what the other said about you? He said that you are an idiot. He said he doesn't like you. Or what he did to you, whatever it is that you're carrying from one person to the other and make them not like each other, that's called Rechilas. And the Chof Chaim says it's much worse than blame Lashon Hara. By the way, I'll already add parenthetically, I might as well. And whenever I hear about, speak about, or shmooze about rechilos, I love to always say the other side, which is if you find the Chofetz Chaim says rechilos is one of the worst averus conceivably possible, which is to basically drive Yidden apart and cause them to hate each other. So let's do what everyone always does. And midah tovah meruva, there's no greater mitzvah in the world that if you hear somebody say something nice about somebody else, to go back to that guy and say, you know, this guy really likes you. This guy said this on this good thing about you. There's no greater mitzvah than that. And that's marba av of v'chiba v'reyes and klal yisrael, and nothing greater than that. And it's a pity that we don't use every opportunity to do that. And so I'm not saying anyone does it for any bad reason. Whatever. You don't think it's such a big deal. It is a big deal. Every hear something nice about somebody, that somebody said, it's a tremendous mitzvah to go back to that person and say, this person walking around praising you, it's amazing. His mamish likes you. That's my bach, and I'm a bach. So that takes care of that. Now, again, there are sharp words that Rambam, Chofetz Chaim brings in, Klal Dalet, other places can bring a Yerushalmi and Baba Kama, who says that if somebody speaks about Pagam Mishpocha, meaning speaks something detrimental about somebody's family background, as in this family is bad and this, that, and the other way, Ein Lo Kapora Olamis. That's the Lashon of a Yerushalmi. In the Kafori alone, there is forever no forgiveness for that. Again, it's machriv lomay mamish. And people start to look down at it. It's for sure when it comes to shidduchim and everything else like that, where you can completely ruin somebody's reputation by bad-mouthing their background. So this is all about being machriv lomay of whoever you're speaking against. Right? And this is an important point. But it's also an important point to lead into a very serious and important conflict. Because you can also be machir v'ilome of somebody else. Absolutely. In other words, it is conceivably possible that something comes up, you know something, you say nothing, and because you say nothing, you just destroyed somebody else's life who got involved somewhere that they never would have or should have. And it only happened because you kept your mouth shut. So you're being a tzaddik to protect one person, but on the other hand, what have you just done to somebody else? And this is what we want to clarify this evening in the clearest way possible. So where do we start? Of course, there's psukim, and the pasuk is something that we learned yesterday. Pasuk le'selech rochil ba'amecho with the parashas kedoshim, which we learned yesterday. And the Chofetz Chaim, when he counts out the lavim that are negeya to Lashon Hara and Achilos, he counts this Isser as the first and greatest avera, which one is over by telling Lashon Hara. Le'selech rochil ba'amecho. But in that same pasuk, where it says le'selech rochil ba'amecho, it says le'samoid al dam reyach. Which means, I guess, loosely translated, don't stand by your brother's blood, which means when your brother's blood being spilled, then you stand idly by, we need to do something about it. Now the Gemara Sanhedrin says that this is talking about saving people from death. See somebody has to show them drowning, dying or being killed in whatever way, and you can do something about it, do nothing about it. That's what is being meant by this pasuk, as they state in the Gemara and Sanhedrin. That somebody is omed al dam re'oi in such a situation is over on the test. Now, possibly, this may be a pasuk which would possibly justify speaking Lashon Hara in certain cases. Let's say somebody sees a friend about to walk into a danger which is going to ruin their life in some way. For example, let's say he's about to start a partnership. Now you know for a fact that this person, this person is dishonest and he's about to fall into that. Right? Could be. This is part of Lisamad al Dam Reyoho. Let's say somebody's about to go into a shidduch. And you know that this person has a midas problem which is extremely harmful to people. And this person is about to fall into that. So interestingly, there are Hagmah Kodesh on that pasuk of Parashas Kedoshim. He takes the pasuk where it says, "Le'selech rochel b'amecho le'tamid al dam reyacha," and he explains exactly that. He says that the pshat is, what's the order of this pasuk over here? He says, first the pasuk tells you, "Le'selech rochel b'amecho," don't go around gossiping. Mitzat sheni, the pasuk ends off by saying, but, although I said to you, "Le'selech rochel b'amecho," yet, "Le'tamid al dam reyacha," which means, don't have somebody harmed because of L'Seh Rechem HaMecha. And therefore, if you know that somebody's going to be harmed, you need to speak up. This is our Hanukkah Mishnah Shabbat this one. Which means, when we have a clash between the Issur Lashon Hara and Amida Al Hadam, the Chiyuv is L'Seh Rechem HaMecha. Get up and save this over here. Now, the Shaila is, besides the fact that Rechem HaKadosh, besides being a pasuk, but this particular sefer wasn't written to pasuk halacha l'maisa. But the truth is that it is a greater question here, because the question is this taka such a broad rule halacha? Because traditional mikra of leisam adam reyecha is speaking about life and death. It's speaking about korach nefesh mamish. And the Achana Kodesh, the examples that he brings, taka are on people who are about to walk into life in their situation. That's what he goes. He takes it simply. Right? He doesn't get into nuanced situations. He takes it only into mamish, the clearest, most extreme situations. So if somebody, taka, is going to be in danger of life, and you can do something about it by speaking up. Chofetz Chaim, in Hilchos Achilas, has this shaila, this is in Klal Tes of Hilchos Achilas, where he speaks about this shaila. In other words, what would happen if you have this shaila? It's not life or death. It's a money issue. This person is going to be harmed financially. He's not going to be hurt in any way that's a danger to his life. And Chofetz Chaim wants to know what happens in such a case. And he says as follows. Im echod roye shechaveiro yroite leishtateif be'ezedovar im echod. Somebody sees that his friend wants to join off in some matter with somebody, from Mishai she bevadai yisavu v'lo yal yidei zeh in yira. He's Mishai that clearly, definitely, something bad is going to be caused to him because of it. Sorich lahagid loy, he has to tell him, k'dei la'atziloy m'ne'in ora'ahu. Chiyuv to speak Lashon Hara. He has a chiyuv to speak Lashon Hara to save him from this bad thing. So then on the bottom there, Be'er Mayim Chaim, on the spot, look to Chofetz Chaim, u'k'dei shu lo yiyah dova zeh lepele be'enei ha'kodesh. Chofetz says, you didn't, I hope not to save it and think that I'm going to tell you to go speak Lashon Hara. Lepele. Asani mekul kol kach, he says, I'm so mekul. U'matzrich leilich u'lahagit. Lepele. You're not going to understand where I'm coming from. That's all the time. But he says, that's my opinion, l'halocha, the mechuyiv min adin l'hagidlo. V'raya, he brings a raya from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. First, he says, menayin l'royot chaver tevea banohor. You see somebody drowning, and you have to do something about it to save him from drowning. Tamalim l'itam d'adam reyecho. I says, ein litchoy, hosam davke, she listen Rachel Hargo. You want to kill him then? The life and death question. In your moment, absolutely, kol la'atayir v'labzeh. Who says that money is involved? In Chofetz Chaim says, hey, it's not true, he says. And he has a different makor. And the makor is from the Sifra. And the Sifra says that if somebody is koivish edusoy be'inyan moment, if somebody knows edus which can help somebody in a dentaira, financial court case, and he doesn't say the edus. Zok the Sifra, leisamed al dam reyach. Is the haraya, says the Chofetz Chaim, that leisamed al dam reyach is not only in life and death, rather leisamed al dam reyach applies equally to a case where one could have spoken up and saved somebody financially and didn't.
Don't you have it with Yaakov when he gave off his money to the son of Esau so he can say that you killed me?
Have a desire. So he answers what Reuven is saying. He says, as you see, Yaakov gave all his money to Esau, and he said, now you can say you killed me. The haraya, that money is death. So there's the exact story there. I'm not sure if it's a good enough haraya because, like you just quoted, he gave all of his money away. Right, so now he was only chashuv to me, he was left with nothing. So that might not be a proof to a case. He took some of somebody's money, maybe that's not equal to death. It does happen to say that if somebody wrongly paskin to take away money from somebody is in his hair. That's state the Gemara. That's true also. However, in this case, I hear your points, but Chofetz Chaim is not satisfied enough with that, but he does say that the Sifra says clearly that L'Yisam al-Dam Reyecha applies also to a financial case. Now, is it another earlier Makar that brings this Sifra, and that's to say, from Mitzvah Salaramba, Malaysia Sarish Sadik Zayin, which is the love of L'Yisam al-Dam Reyecha, and in the love of L'Yisam al-Dam Reyecha, the Chofetz Chaim, the Ramba, brings that Sifra, and he explains it. L'fisha hu roye momen chaveiroi oive. He sees his friend's money going lost. V'hu yochei lach ziroi loy be'imras emes she'yoymar. He could bring back that money if he would only say the truth. The truth. All he wants is to say the truth. Dr. Chofetz Chaim, this is the Rechocho, that in such a case a person is mechuyev to notify somebody of the negative facts about a certain person. You have a chiyuv, which clashes with the issue of the Tzela Shechar. Chofetz Chaim also brings a raya from a Gemara in Baba Basra. Over there the ma'aseh is somebody's machzik in a certain karka, right? Where the word comes to sabbatim, somebody's machzik in a certain karka, somebody else's karka, and now the original owner who supposedly sold it to this guy has to be moicha, right? He goes out and he's protesting and saying this guy is I never sold it to him, and he has to tell everybody that person's a gazlan. He's eating the land of Gazlonus. Zokt Gemara that you should give that over. That this is what the Morikama is saying. And you should have it get back to the Machzik, to the one who's sitting in the land. The Ashbam and Tesis over there explained that it's a mitzvah to be mefaros on the Machov, the Morikama, to make sure that the Machzik doesn't lose his shtar. Because you know now that he's in danger. since there's a Morikama walking around there saying, I didn't sell the field. Now this guy could be that he's, you know, he knows he's been sitting here for a while, he's had a shtar, nobody's ever bothered him, and he's not going to, he'll be negligent about it. But if you go back to him, or at least somehow get the word out so that he finds out that there's a Morikama walking around saying that, this field was never sold to him, that's not solo, this is. Because he's going to make sure to hold on to his shtar. Zokt the Chofetz Chaim, this is another raya that is a chiyuv to save somebody's money by saying Lashon Hara. What's Lashon Hara? You walk around saying that this person is saying about that person that he's a gadol. So one way or the other is Lashon Hara. Either this person is Tava Shakrin and he did sell it, or that person took it without buying it, whatever it is, you're saying negative stuff on all sides over here, and you're going out telling, saying machloikis on all sides, hostish kumbreda. Because there's a guy here who's sitting there with a shtar, and unless you speak up, he may end up losing a karka that he paid good money for. And therefore, Zokta Ashbam and Tayshus of Blas, they do have to speak up about it. Now, the truth is, there are big paiskim who disagree with Chofetz Chaim and the Talocha, including one of the Hemek She'elo, the Netziv in Siman Samach Tes, the Meshechochma and Parshas Kedoshim, on that possibly Samad El Dam Reyecho, who disagree and they say, no, it's not truly Samad El Dam Reyecho, only applies to the Dinin of Parshas. Actually, the Be'er Moshe, the Ritzin Rov, says that the Rambam doesn't hold La Halacha, the Rambam at least, he's not passing La Halacha, we'll see further what he says La Halacha, but at least the Rambam, he says, it does not pass in Lahalach that Lissam and Amriach applies in cases which are not against the Nefoshes only to moment. And why? All of them Taina, they look in the Gemara of Sanhedrin, they say, why are the Gemara is only a Fikuach Nefesh? Why are you looking at Gemara of Sanhedrin, which explains the Lissam and Amriach, does the Gemara only bring examples of Fikuach Nefesh? Why doesn't the Gemara say the Bigger Chiddush, if the Bigger Chiddush exists? Which is that if it's not Fikuach Nefesh, you still have to speak up, and there's also an Aveir of the Lissam and Amriach. So say so. No such thing in the Gemara. Why does the Gemara not bring any of the examples of Mammon? Right? Koybe she do so? It's in the Sefra, it's not in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't bring such a thing about Koybe she do so. Only Sefra does. The Rambam, Pella, and again, this is the reason why the Be'er Moshe says that this is not the Shita of Rambam, because he says the Rambam in Yatach HaZoch El HaLocha does not bring such a thing at all. In Hilchus Yotech, Perek Aleph, where the Rambam brings the HaLocha of Yisam Adam Re'evah, he doesn't say a word about Mammon. Only, Sefer HaMitzvos, he says, Sefer HaMitzvos was written previously, and it wasn't written in Halacha. Later on, when he wrote his Halacha, Sefer HaMitzvos doesn't bring it.
What about Din Shabbos Aveda?
Huh?
What about Din Shabbos Aveda?
Yeah.
You keep your mic from the Hetzel.
Yeah. But like Samuel Adam Re'echa,
yeah,
don't do it.
Then just do something with all that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, it's a time. Okay. Eishu Aveda Lebaim. I lose. Is it day for the loisos? I say day for the loisos. Yeah, loisamid, which is another love against it. What about la'alocha? What can we do la'alocha? So la'alocha, yizichah gibisayim chanuch Chofetz Chaim's kula, especially, not only Chofetz Chaim, who is more than a shmaitzer, but the Radvaz has a tshuva, so in elef tofkuf pebeis, and the Radvaz paskins like the Chofetz Chaim, which is that you can be over on the Talmud even in not saying Lashon Hara Amominus. And if you look in the Radvaz, it's Muchach Dir that he holds clearly that the Rambam was not Chayzer by La Halacha, and that the Rambam does pass in that way to La Halacha Kiyadu. The Radvaz was Nehman Beisei of the Rambam, and he writes a Pirush on the Rambam and some of the Chalachim of the Rambam. The Orach HaShulchan, and Chayzer Mishpot, Simchof Ches, Paskins that Ian Edus Momen, the over on the Talmud of Damarech, he brings that La Halacha. And therefore, I think we have enough over here to follow what these daily apostles can say, and to be machayiv, to protect domei shel chaveri, and not to be over al lisam al damreva, by saying lashon hara even when it comes to hafsid moment and protecting one from a loss of money. Now here's a shaila: what happens if you know negative information about somebody? But who asked you? Nobody asked him. Nobody asked him. Does this stick in the shul? You know a fact. You know something. Are you mechuyev to go ahead and initiate contact and go share some information that you know when nobody asked you? Now, if we're going to use this Zefroah as a makor to what we're dealing with over here, there's no difference in the Zefroah whatsoever whether anyone asks you for the Eidos or not. You know. Now, nobody knows that you know. How are they supposed to know that you know? But yet, the same Abeira, because you can do something to save somebody. What's the difference if they ask you to do it or not? And the Be'emayim Chaim, Chofetz Chaim in his bottom, on the bottom over there, he writes, Befeirish, afilu loy tevo'i chaveiroi nami mashma. It's also true if you were not asked. The same thing is true, and he brings that it's Mefurish and Shara Mishpat in the beginning of Hilchos Eidos, Befeirish la'halacha, that one must offer the information if he knows it, even if he was not asked for it. Now, the Poskim, the Leipzig Poskim, a little bit handled back in this side over here, at the Chelkis Yankiv, in Chelik Gimel, brings a Shaila as follows. A Shreklach Shaila. A couple of doctors sitting here, a few doctors sitting here, who may have certain more Tehillahs from this exact Shaila than the rest of us, but all of us should have some Tehillahs from this, because it's Magia to all of us in different ways. This is a Shrek with a Shaila, and all the doctors in the room should think about what would happen if it was them. It's a Shrek. This doctor writes a Shaila to the Chelkis Yankiv of Drashas follows. It says, I know about a certain bocher, he says, who is deathly ill with a terminal illness. There is no way, al piderech hateva, that this kid is going to make it for more than a year. Nobody in the world knows about this, including the bocher himself. The bocher doesn't even know about it. Why and how that was, I don't know. Yeah? The doctor obviously had information by whatever he did. Whatever it was, whatever decision was made, and why it was that this bocher wasn't aware of his own situation, is not chashayim. Whatever it was, maybe the doctor felt it wasn't beneficial to the boy to know how seriously ill he was. Whatever it was. Nobody knew except this doctor, these facts. Right, so now let's get the facts there straight, because since the bocher himself doesn't know about his own illness, not a pshat, Ashrimler. He's fooling somebody. He's not fooling anybody. He's just as ignorant of the facts as everyone else is. And there's nobody except this doctor knows the facts. Question, he says. The boy got engaged. That's the only way he knows anything, right? When the boy was in Shidduchim, nobody asked him what told him, and he didn't know. But now he hears that the boy got engaged, and I don't know what to do. And he asked the Chelkis Yankiv, should I notify the Kallah that his boy has a terminal illness? So, and of course, clearly, what the next step was going to be to break the shabbos.
Maybe it's not someone from the Chatzon who could help the Chatzon himself. Like, not that, maybe the Chatzon himself shouldn't know, because it's better for his health if he doesn't know. Yeah. But someone who could help him should know, so that way, for his own benefit and everybody, someone should know. You know, maybe because for him, you know...
But at this point, it's the Kallah, right. Not the Chosn. The Chosn can't do anything about it.
Because for his own health, I'm saying something is better for a person if he doesn't know that he's...
No, this Chalik is together with the saying, Yiddish Akasha of Amayis, you know? The doctor is Mechoyim to let the Kallah know that she's engaged to a boy with a terminal illness. And what's his makor? And again, this is the bocher and his family knew nothing about it, that he did nothing wrong to anybody. It's not that we're taking revenge against him for fooling them. He's not fooling anybody. He did nothing wrong. And we have a case here with a doctor who, when he knows sensitive information, he's not allowed to, disclose it. And nobody asked him. Of course nobody asked him. Nobody had any reason to ask him. And in any case, come to Chelkis Yankiv, and he says, he must go ahead and initiate contact with the Kallah and her family, and he must tell her about this story with the boy. Now, as I've seen the Rav, Ben Moshe Chelik Ches, Simon on Tess, a few shilas from that Simon, the third shilas in that Simon, he brings the Chelkis Yankiv. They were contemporaries, and he brings the Chelkis Yankiv Shaila, and again, he's mechayiv to be medea to the Kallah in order to be mevatel from her tzar v'agmas nefesh rav v'otzer. Because he clears there, what is it that's considered l'tanu l'dam reyecho? Is it money? Is it not money? Here he says, what is it that you're being oimer l'dam reyecho about? Tzar v'agmas nefesh rav v'otzer. And then he says, And for the same reason, anyone who knows that somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, has serious levels of neurosis or psychosis, different terms for psychological or emotional illnesses, definitely mechuyev to let one know because of his tamid al dam reyecha. By the way, parenthetically, in that same tshuva, he says that if somebody knows that he or his children are sick, they're not allowed to walk around and get other people sick with it because of the sound of Dam Reyach. So that's under the Yoyver, under the Shir in particular, but he says that's also the sound of Dam Reyach. So what's come to us, according to what we've seen so far? We're finding a contrast here. Mitzad Echon, Lashon Hara, is terribly evil, and it's Machir Israel. Mitzad Sheni, sometimes he's a chiyev and even a mitzvah to say Lashon Hara in order to save a yid from harm, and even financial harm, emotional distress, serious emotional distress, and sometimes, as we've seen, one may even have to initiate contact, even if it wasn't asked, if taka, that's the story. Now the truth is that this is a big chiddush, because Chofetz Chaim himself writes in Klal Aleph, in Se'ir Vav, of Hilchos Lashon Hara, and in Klal Aleph, Se'ir Vav, of Hilchos Zechiyot, he says that sometimes a person will have his own hefsed, a big hefsed, if he doesn't speak Lashon Hara or Rechilus. For example, he says, you're working for somebody, and the boss doesn't like people who don't speak Lashon Hara. He wants to be able to talk to you. And every time he asks you questions about people, you're busy avoiding him. And he's getting more and more upset. Next thing you know, you're out of a job. Now, you're not going to talk to him when he asks you questions. And you start being a frumi on him, you're finished. So it's Chofetz Chaim. It's a big dike in here, right? Your person is going to lose his panos, so you're not going to have to how to feed his family. And he still asks him. He still says he can't speak Lashon Hara. He says, Chai v'ilavim, chuyiv likin kol ha-shaloi, not to be over on a lav. No. So, to speak Lashon Hara, to save your own money, you can't do that. But to speak Lashon Hara to save somebody else's money, that you could do. How's that fair? How's the silence? How's it fair? You want to save yourself money, you're finished. You're losing your job. Right? You don't know what you're doing next to feed your family. No, can't. Answer was. But to speak Lashon Hara to save somebody else, then you can do it. No.
Oh.
So what's the word there? So, I want to get to that. But I want to just be maktim, something that the Chofetz Chaim says in Klal Dal Devot Lashon Hara. So he says, he starts off by saying like this. He says, to tell Nidois Megunois of a different year. Even though it's true, it's awesome. And he starts looking for chusim. And he says he saw somebody do something wrong, but who says he didn't do tshuva? And even if he didn't do tshuva, maybe he doesn't realize how bad it is. And you have to be careful and you have to watch out. And he can't, and his mom is being mahapach with chusim. But the next thing he says is that mitzad sheni, that's siftas, and sifyud, he says, he has to tell it to his son or to his talmud, to warn them not to have shaitas to that person, today not to learn from them. Not to learn from him. And he said, what's the reason? He wants to enjoy somebody else's downfall. Avon kavanosoi lishmoy es chaveiroi shalayom nimaizov poshut demoto v'tsunami yikom. What does that mean? The reason our Moshe just said that means the issue of lashon hara is not to put down somebody else. If that's what you are doing when you're speaking, that's lashon hara. But if what you're doing when you're speaking is protecting a yid by speaking, then the hefta of what you're saying is Lashon HaToiv V'Atzmuzah. It's the divur of Atzola from a Reidif, the divur of Hagono, of protection of your friend. It's the divur of Leisamed Aldam Reyecho. It's not a divur of attacking a yid, it's a divur of protecting a yid. That's what it is. Basmusa. So if you say a divush basmusa lashon hara, but the personal interest is gonna save you. If you badmouth somebody, the badmouthing saves nobody. It's probably badmouthing. What you're doing, you're badmouthing. But you just have a Isaac and a Gius, yeah? If you eat a stickle haza, you won't lose your job. Okay? Finding a Gius dog. You think it's stickle lashon hara, you won't lose your job. Yeah? But nothing changed in the essence of lashon hara. The lashon hara is the lashon hara. When it's not lashon hara, because the whole kavona of the actual speech is something which is meant to save somebody else, also the under the mic. Because that's not lashon hara. Okay, let's move on. What if I am the person now who's looking for some kind of professional? I need somebody to do a job in my house, and I want to ask somebody, what is your experience with this guy? Have you ever used him? What do you say about him? Am I allowed to ask that question? Am I allowed to ask somebody to please tell me his opinion of this and this worker? So special that smota. As the Chofetz Chaim speaks about, and he brings proofs to it. And, of course, it's smota because he's going to get the results you're looking for. And, of course, he's matir to the person who was asked to share the information that he has, even if that information may be harmful to this professional. So this is an Achilles Klal test that the Chofetz Chaim add a number of tanoim which are important, which we're going to go through. What are the tanoim? As we're going to see, we'll see all of them basically are, sviv tzir echo, they all revolve around the same axis. And if we understand Hilchos Lashon Hara, we'll understand how all of these are taking us fast into the same place. And he brings five things. One is, don't immediately decide that this is something bad. Think about it well before. Yisboinen hatev mitchilo imu be'etzem ra. Is it really talking something that was bad? Which means, it's not your personal opinion. It's not your subjective viewpoint. Rather, it's something which is objectively bad. To anybody. Right? Not a matter of opinion or something that's not factually clear. So that's point one. Think about it clearly. Get the facts straight. Is this just your personal liking or not liking or opinion or whatever it is? Or are we actually dealing with something over here which is objectively, factually bad?
That's the person who's asked for the information.
Right. When he's talking, he has to speak up only when he understands. And what he's saying is something which is a fact, which it's problematic. Right? It's not just something that you personally don't like. Number two, don't make it worse than it is. Big challenge. Don't make it worse than it is. Especially if you're angry, watch out. Right? Because then everyone always has the need to justify what they're so angry about. And when the guy starts to answer, you have the need to make it even worse so that he also agrees that this is so terrible. It's an alta vot. I love to say this vot from Shasha Bolesh. It's brilliant. You have at the end of Parshas Toildes, after Yaakov steals the brachas from Esau with Rivka's encouragement, and then finally they send the Yaakovino away, and the pasuk says, "El Lavan b'Mesul Arami, Achi Rivka, Eim Yaakov Esav." Rivka, the mother of Yaakov Esav, looks actually Eim Yidem Amalam Beinu. I don't know what these words are. There's extra words. I don't care what it's about. Dr. Shansha Folash, brilliant verse. He says, "I would say that the reason it says here Eim Yaakov Esav is this." He says, "When you find the need for some reason to get in somebody's way, to block them, to knock them down for a justified, righteous, true, emesdikasitkas to commit. You also always find the need to now push it and prove it and make it worse and never stop. You think, why do you do that? You think you know the story, Ichel the Shanebel Islam, and I'll tell you what the real story was. You don't even know half the story. Rivka Imenu," he says, "did what she had to do. But as soon as the story was over, she was Eim Yaakov Esav. She didn't go a step further than what was necessary in order to take care of the situation. She sent Yaakov Avinu to take the brachas. Yaakov had to take the brachas. Yaakov took the brachas. Eim Yaakov Esav. There's no need for her to now continue pushing it or whatever it is. Big challenge. So don't make it worse than it is. That's number two. Number three, Sheyechavein Rak Lutei Elis. Dahainu Lesalek Hanezokin Mizeh. The intention has to be only for benefits, and the benefit, which benefit he says? The benefit of removing harm from whoever it is that you're telling it to. Why? As we saw, what's the hefer? The hefer is, it's not Lashon Hara, it's Lashon Torah. When is that so? You're speaking with the Yelos Taka. But if it's a way for you to get your hatred out, so don't tell me stories about Lashon Torah. You're doing what you're doing over here. It's Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara happens to be at the Elz or something. That's not good enough. It's still what you're doing is you're doing Lashon Hara. As the Chofetz Chaim said, Machaven this, Machaven that. That's what defines what's going on over here. Now, I want to point out an important point here, which this is one thing that often people are not aware of, and it's very important. Chofetz Chaim, dear Berman Chaim, is given. He adds, very important point. Ein kamo noseinu b'prat zeh, what if you don't mean Lutayelis? Oh, okay. You mean Lutayelis, so you won't tell them. No. Can't do that, he says. You just patted yourself from a chiyas. If the vort was only your mutter to say, so you're not mutter to say because you don't mean Lutayelis. But it's not a heter. It's a chiyas. What did you do with the chiyas? How did you become potter? You didn't become potter, don't call it chayim. What's the sound of Dam Reyachov? How will the sound of Dam Reyachov sit? Five fingers more than he repeats. So what am I saying when I say after Mil Tayos? Kavanoseinu she'achriach esatzmai. Too bad, he says. That guy shouldn't lose out because you can't find it within yourself to Mil Tayos. Force yourself to Mil Tayos. Yachriach esatzmai be'eis asibel l'chavon l'tayos v'loy mitzatzina. Ki ha'idei zeh yegamdei al atzmai m'meil izu rechilas. Of course you have to be careful. If you're not going to Mil Tayos, you're going to have an Isser Achilles. So watch out. But go do your job. You have to speak up. It's your job to speak up. So do your job and do it right. And make sure that you have them on the right thing. But you do have to speak up.
So if you don't have the right kavanah, then you do it.
Make sure you do have the right kavanah. Why do you have to make sure? Because otherwise you're going to mess yourself up. And you don't want to do that. But don't mess yourself up either.
You did your chiyuv, but you still...
Watch out, he says. Watch out. You did your chiyuv. Watch out.
It could be you're very subjective about it anyway. You're not.
That's also true. That's very true. 100%. Well, in other words, your kavanah is clearly going to push the direction of how this thing goes. It's on kazal. And in this, when the Chofetz Chaim speaks about being mechavan l'tayelos, he adds another pshat which is important, and it's also part of the same picture, which is, think about if it is going to be a tehillah. You mean with tehillah, but it can't be a tehillah. The guy's never going to listen to you, understand? He'll turn it into a chilas. Yeah, he'll go back to you. Listen, for example, let's say somebody's about to make a shalach. And they're not interested in hearing anything else right now. I've had such situations with information before. If I was making a shalach, I used to teach a seminar, and I said, so well, somebody calls me up for information about a girl. As soon as I heard the name, I'm like, how do I get myself out of this? I don't know what I'm going to say. They start asking questions, and I'm carefully not getting myself into pitfalls of misleading this person at all. But they insist on being misled. What can I do? I knew this girl is a bit fulfilled of it. You know, there's a lack of clear boundaries over there, and she can't assign it. There's a lot of wildness there and all kinds of stuff. It's a terrible lack of maturity and all kinds. So this woman tells me on the phone, she's the oldest in the family. I'm sure she must be a very mature girl and very responsible. She's the oldest. She must have been very helpful. I'm like, I don't know if I can say that. She's like, no, I'm sure it's like that because, you know, she's the oldest in the family. I'm like, okay. You can do whatever you want, if you want, right? Sometimes the person is so determined that you feel like, oh, I want to create a tale. It's not going to be a tale. The person's not interested in hearing at this point. They're beyond that. What's going to happen instead? They'll make the shalach, and then they'll go back to the mechutah and say, by the way, I just want you to know. If you thought this person was your friend, I just want you to know that despite all of the evil that he says about you, you made the shalach anyway. Right? So what did you... I meant to tell you, think if it's going to be a tayelos. So that is the point of tayelos. Number four. Im hu yochel l'sava v'tatei elas hazum and belisha yitzorech l'galit afon avinyonav l'ra elas avro. If you don't have to say lashon hara and you can still get the same tayelas, that's what you should do. And what's the makar that the Chofetz Chaim brings to this? It's beautiful and amazing and astounding. He brings the makar. How do you know that if you have a way without lashon hara, you should do the tayelas without lashon hara? If the Gemara had enough, he's dollars on the dollars. The mice over there is the mice of Ochav. Klal Yisrael suffered a terrible defeat in Ai. And Yeshua says to Rabbi Yisraelim, what's going on here? So Rabbi Yisraelim says, Klal Yisrael took from the Shaul when I said not to. So Yeshua says to Rabbi Yisraelim, Rabbi Yisraelim, mi chotam? Oh, we have to take care of it. Who's the one? Who's the one who did it? You know who Rabbi Yisraelim. So who was it? I'm like, chidivotir on me. I'm about lashon hara. Why should I tell you? Leich hatel geroloi. Go make a girl. Why should I tell you? What's being said? What's being said is here. You need to know. But you have another way to do it. Why do I have to tell you lashon hara? Go do it with a girl. In other words, what's being said here, says the Chofetz Chaim, if you can get it to Yelis without having to say lashon hara, it's also an adin. And that was the story there. He dates with the geroloi. So what's the pshat? Again, the pshat is the same thing. Lashon hara, by default, is evil. However, when there's no other way, and it's necessary, and you're doing it with a yelas, that's what takes and turns into lashon hatov. It's not lashon hara. This is the way that's being used to save a yid. But why are you doing it? You know, they don't use to save a yid. There's ways to save a yid. If it's necessary, you do what's not. It's not necessary. Why are you doing it? So mainly, blives at its default, which is that you're just saying lashon hara about somebody when it's unnecessary to do so. Number five. This is only a hetzer of the Chofetz Chaim. If nothing bad will happen to the person you're saying it about because of what you said, which means, really, he won't get the benefit that he would have gotten, because that's what you're here for, they're blocking his benefit. But if somebody's therefore going to go and actively do something bad to him, because you told some story about him, so there's no hesed to do that. There's a hesed to save somebody from what's bad is going to happen to them. The mela will happen, this person's not going to have the benefit that he would have had. But now that he's going to go be harmed, especially if he's going to get a role, Rabbi Yosef Mikafi Adin, he says, which means, Adin, there's no hesed to do such a thing to him. And then you can't tell it to him, which means, this is outside of the bounds of Tayelis. You're causing something here which has no heter at all. You're causing a hefsted which is not. So now, you can't tell me the Tzama Dam Reyachot, the Tzama Dam Reyachot the other way also. Wait. You have to say it. In other words, if by saying what you're going to say, what's going to happen next is somebody's going to beat him up. He doesn't deserve to be beaten up. People don't have to become his partner in business if they don't want to, but he's going to be destroyed also. What's the heter to do that? There's no heter to do that. So therefore, again, one should probably, best case scenario, find a way that they can get the elves without the hefset. What if you can't get the elves without the hefset? You have no right to call the hefset either. So, now you're stuck. Sheval tase. You have no right to go say, Lashon hara. So, b'ktsara, the five tanoim are put into, actually, a very simple Lashon Tevis, Shmuel Homina. Puts it into five-letter words, which gives us all five of these tnayim, and the five-letter word is shtika. Science. What is it? So the shin is sheyizboinim. Think. Is attacker as bad as he is attacker anything bad? The top is tayelus. Mechabel tayelus. The yud is yesavev. Yesavev, which means, if Taka, he can be Masavivit in some other way, you should do that. Then the Kuf is Kavha Mishkoilas, to balance. In other words, how bad is it? Are you making it worse than it actually is? And the Hey is Hefsid, which means you cannot create an active Hefsid to the person who you're speaking against. So Mamela, Lamashal. Let's take an example. Let's say somebody is a tenant in some landlord's house. And let's say the landlord doesn't give steam. when it's needed, as Master said. Landlord has control over the heat, and he doesn't get enough. So now, the next person is looking into renting that house, and he wants to help him out. What's the tale? Well, the tale is he wants this person to live in a house that is properly heated. So, what he's looking for is, how could this person live in a house that's properly heated? Do I have a way that this person can live in a house that's properly heated without about mad-mouthing the guy? Well, one way he could do it is, he could go back to the landlord and say, listen to me. The way things are right now, I feel like it's my fear to let the next person know that you don't properly heat your house. So you better prove that you're changing your behavior real quickly, otherwise, you never know, maybe the last few weeks that you're in there, you may also gain from that. Or, if you go to the seicher, and you could, without saying this guy doesn't do it, don't take his house, you could say, listen, I would advise you, I think it's in your best interest probably to try to get the most possible in writing, for example, you know, how much heat you think you're gonna need, or whatever it is. Whatever you can get in the contract, the clearer the better. I feel like that's my experience is that that's always better, let's say. And if you get it, you know, have it done in a way that it has to be done right. So let's say all this, for some reason, is not going to be enough, or it's not going to work. And he's going to have to say whatever he has to say. And he may have to say, talk to this guy, listen, I can't advise you to rent this house, because unfortunately, my experience has been that I've been, you know, banging my head against the wall when it comes to this, and I haven't been able to get this guy to give steam as necessary. Now, sometimes, now let's get to the gray areas. Sometimes there's an argument or a disagreement between a certain customer and a certain proprietor of a store, and the customer feels that mamish he was ba'avul, like they say. In other words, he was wronged. Is it mutter for him to now go out there and put out the words, nobody should buy there anymore? Should not buy. This guy's a crook. Don't buy from him. For example, let's say something was delivered, it came broken, he calls up the store owner, he says, listen, he sent me the product, I got it broken, and the guy is just avoiding him, ignoring him, he's not cooperating. Could he now go out and say, listen, our boy said, it's not a place to buy. Now, let's go back. If it's clear to him that what was done to him was clearly dishonest and wrong, so again, he still has the same halacha, he's not allowed to exaggerate it, he's not allowed to say more than actually it was, but he definitely could say, based on what he saw, I believe that it would be kedai and in your best interest to look for a different place to buy.
What about putting a review online?
Exactly. I think it's going through my mind as I was saying it, and I've seen this. I've seen people do this. As soon as they get angry at somebody, they put a bad review online.
Yes.
Did you think before, is it truly an avlo or not? Or are you just angry? And I just saw this. I saw that. So somebody is angry about a certain place, about a certain thing that happened there, something he was dissatisfied with, and boom, the next thing, before he even finished his experience there, he ready to put a review online. Nobody should come here. Right? And therefore, Taka, without missing, that there is a tremendous nesoyim when it comes to this. Because there's terrible nigias. There's terrible nigias. Like I said, when it's clear, it's clear. But there is a lot of nigias. And one should realize, especially if you're dealing with a firma yid, and you may be hurting a firma yid's panosa, you really, really need to think about this very clearly. And this is a maisa yadua, boder yadua v'goloi, but it's a maisa that I heard Ishun Pi Ishun, that Shemeshkov told it. Ksav Sefer brings in his Chuvas in Yeredeya, Kuf Tes, that he heard from his father, from Ksav Sefer. But the Oilam knows the maisa, except that mostly it's usually told about a different person than who they bring it from. The smach once had a certain financial machlikas with somebody in his own city. That's one of his own anshei. And so he didn't want to go to a entire in his own city where who's going to pass him against the Sma in his city. So he decided to go out to the entire elsewhere in a different place. So they went and each one said that Tainus and the Dayan Paskins against the Sma. So the Sma went over to the Dayan and he said, Okay. As they pass him there, I'm a cowboy's eye. I want to understand, he says, what's the pshat? And I, again, he brought his lechok, is why he holds that his father should be right. So the dying said, one time to Sam Tazach, my personal natia was what you're saying. I also saw it that way. But it's an interesting thing. There's a sefer that recently came out. It's called Sma. It's on Chesha Mishpat. And I looked in there, and I followed the Sma against my own personal thing because I was convinced. So this, he used his own sefer. He says he writes the exact same story, and he passes and he explains why this person is wrong. And so sefer adds that the Sma got up, hoyd over loy boish, ain't all the mroya choy velasma. That's what the smart said. Ain't no chayv lassan. I was but he was the one who was the same. But when it came to his own story, he wasn't able to even remember that it was there. And this is the famous pasuk: Yashoyched Yahav Einich Hachomim Tzal Tivri Tzadikim. Twice in the Torah it says, "We're talking Hachomim Tzadikim." We're talking Hachomim Tzadikim. That's the smart zikah from Hachomim Tzadikim. But the Gemara says in Ksumas, "My Shoychad Shehu Chad." He becomes one with whatever tzad that is. He can't think about it in any other way. But somebody who's serious about Taka not hurting somebody else's halacha, he takes this very seriously. The Meiser wrote about the stifler dafkes. The stifler once went into a certain store. He was looking for a lulav before Sukkot. He goes into the store, to Harum Gidrei, to look at all the lulavim. He wasn't happy. He walked out. Then he turned back around. He went back into the store. He picked out a lulav. He paid for it. He bought it and he left. So the yid was with him. So he writes. And he asked the disciple what was going on over here, and Matila Michael told him, said Michael told him. If you didn't follow, why did you go back in and buy? The disciple said it all the positive. He said, people were there, and people saw me walk out of the store empty-handed. So, 1 + 1 = 2. The disciple was in the store, and he held it. There's no lulav here, that's worth buying. So who else now walks into that store to buy? There's other stores washing in Bnei Brak. But at least in all the stores, you don't have a clear amira from the disciple that you can't buy it. So he said, I'm not doing this. He went in, he took the whatever best lulav he found, and he bought it. Whether he used it or not, I don't know. Very possibly he didn't use it. But he just didn't want to be the person who was, again, this person, I don't always say they're a Moshe. They talk to me, I don't know, I can't ask for the story. He once picked up, they're sitting at a bris, and he picked up a bottle of Olden Flow milk, and he put it down. The kitza, so it's hungry, my red eye over there, and Moshe doesn't drink Olden Flow milk. The kitza, it smelled like wildfire. So the person in Golden Flow calls up Ramesh and he says, what's wrong with my milk? He says, what do you mean? He says, I don't know. He said that you picked up the bottle. He says, the bottle was empty. I'm looking there. Okay. So Ramesh, Daf and Achtengeven. Of course there are Heterim, but I don't know Heterim. There's a Chiv also. When it's true and when it's important, it's them, it's a Chiv. But what happens if it's not so? The person has to spend his time taketing. My negius is my negius. I'm angry. I think the simplest asa is to go to chazal with somebody else. And again, this is not the regular place where Pshat is. Go ask Rav because maybe you don't know the halacha. Maybe go ask Rav because maybe he's not inside the story like you are and might be able to see things a little bit more objectively. Again, if what comes out is that Pshat is a schwindler, he can't be trusted, he's dishonest. So fakast. So you may be mechuyiv min adin to offer that information wherever you cross. But to take lightly mitzvah chaining, staring chas v'shalom somebody else's panosa is not something that one should chas v'shalom do. Is much more on the subject. It'll have to suffice for now.
The question is like, who has to know?